I spoke about alcohol-related violence during Big Rob's Rant 5 when I described my first experience in this area where I was a victim. I also mentioned how witnessing excessive violence has become an unwelcome regular part of my life. Here are some brief recollections regarding a small number of major incidents I have witnessed. One of the first, and possibly the biggest incident I have witnessed, was what was described by many as a brawl on the night of one of the Indigenous football knockouts held in Lismore. It was a night where there were numerous small fights breaking out in the street over a period of 30 to 40 minutes. Police were nowhere to be seen until the very end. Many of those fighting spent the night drinking in the streets and were heavily intoxicated. When I say fights breaking out in the street, I literally mean in the street. Vehicles faced obstruction as they tried to navigate through the fights, if they dared. The Keene Street and Woodlark Street intersection was one to be avoided. There were scuffles on three corners. One male pulled out a pair of scissors to use against another male, but was quickly disarmed by his friends and the scissors were thrown away. In one scuffle, punches and kicks were being thrown as two guys went at each other for a number of minutes. Crowds were building to watch the various incidents. A fight then broke out in one of the late night food businesses and the crowds converged. It appeared as though someone grabbed a knife to try to use it on someone else. Things were chaotic and many more calls were made for urgent police assistance. The street security did very little. Further scuffles broke out in the street and one guy was even pulled aggressively to the ground, being flipped backwards over a railing just for trying to stop some of the fighting. Another guy who was stopping some of the fighting was later pepper sprayed and arrested for no apparent reason when the police finally showed up. A number of people were arrested and charged as a result of that night. Another major incident occurred following a night of mixed martial art action at the Lismore Workers Club. It was a great night with lots of people out and about enjoying themselves. Everyone hit the clubs after the event and the drinking went on. As the night was coming to an end and the clubs were winding down, a large number of people spilled onto the street from one of the clubs. There were a group of mixed martial art fighters and many locals. It is not clear how it started, but a fight followed. This fight started at the intersection of Keene Street and Woodlark Street and continued well up Keene Street towards Magellan Street. Some huge punches and lots of kicks were being thrown. One guy was literally picked up and thrown into the front of one of the business premises in Keene Street. Fortunately for him, it was a roller door frontage and breaking glass did not become an issue and cause more serious injuries. Police, security from the licensed premises and street security went in to stop the melee. There were people everywhere. At one point, police and ambulance vehicles with lights flashing blocked the street. It was such a horrible sight to see the aftermath. Many more were arrested and charged following this incident. A third major incident was remarkably similar to the mixed martial arts melee. The main difference was that instead of MMA fighters, this melee involved cowboys who were in town for a weekend of rodeo at Alstonville. They hit the Lismore clubs to have some fun, but were confronted with violence. The melee again broke out towards the end of the night as everyone spilled out of the club onto the streets. The violence again moved up Keene Street towards Magellan Street. Instead of someone being thrown into a shop front, one cowboy was thrown into one of the vehicle barrier poles that lined the footpaths and seriously damaged his knee. He was carried away to hospital by his friends. The poor guy was due to perform the next day at the rodeo. Police finally arrived to assist security who was trying to break up this melee. It was quickly controlled and the crowd was dispersed. I never found out if people were arrested and charged as a result of this melee. I could speak for days describing so many more incidents, but I will leave them for other nights. Alcohol seems to be the major issue causing these problems. A different approach may be required. Big Rob's Rant is interactive while being broadcast. You can find me on Facebook by following the links to Big Rob's Rant on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au. This is Big Rob, broadcasting on 92.9 River FM.